Yep. I kind of wish those manufacturers would at least open it up and make it easier to port to different softwares, but I guess it is what it is. It's probably more efficient for them to make sure one, like, software group works well for one OS rather than diversify like that. I have tried running various different emulators and whatnot on my Mac to get it to run, but I have not had any luck so far, whether it be the software or emulation not registering the USB cable or not being able to put the X file onto the virtualization. Oh man, it's an uphill battle. I just don't feel like solving that right now. As long as it works and I'm home now, I think it should be fine. But yeah, congratulations on the dual boot computer. Those are always a fun to use.